This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On the Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
To wrap things up, I'm going to check in with my friend Henry Finder and see what he's into these days. Henry is an editor at The New Yorker. In fact, he's my editor when I have a piece in the magazine. So let's just say he has exquisite taste, especially when he likes a first draft. What's going on?
Well, let's see. There's this new book by Kevin Young out. It's his selected poems. It's called Blue Laws. And a couple of years ago, after my father died, I found myself reading Kevin Young's The Book of Hours. And that's a book that's partly about grieving. It's partly about elation. It's the death of a father. It's the birth of a son. And it got me thinking that, you know, we have this word fatherhood, but we don't have the reciprocal word. We don't have that other word. You know, sonhood is not a word. Mm-hmm. And then I was thinking, you know, there are a lot of words we don't have, a lot of blank tiles in the dictionary. And that maybe one function of poems is to find the words when there is no word, you know. There's no word for the intersection between, you know, your personal identity and your social identities. There's no word for the taste of pepper vinegar, right? There's no word for the condition of being the son to a father. And then the poet arrives and the words are found.
He's a great poet. What else is on your desk or screen?
There's a half-hour TV series called W1A.
Mm-hmm.
It's a sitcom you can see on Netflix, I believe. It's a BBC show about the BBC. And much of it takes place in a series of meetings involving the head of values, played by Hugh Bonneville, known from Downton Abbey, the head of governance or strategic governance, and so on and so on.
It just sounds like meetings I've been in.
Everyone at the BBC that you meet says, yeah, it's funny because it's true. You know, the brand transformations, the attempt to come up with a BBC logo that's more app-y. Anyone who works in the media during a time of transition,
I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Knows the nature of these kinds of discussions. It's just, it's done.
It's just a few episodes, right?
It's two seasons now, actually. And the seasons are short.
But they're short.
They're British seasons, yeah.
What's final?
You know, I've always been obsessed with the also-rans, the people who are edged out of our attention and our memory, a little unjustly because they weren't quite the number one player. And so I'm going to throw out Georges Ancelot. Who is he? The point is, you never heard of him. He is...
How do you spell his last name?
O-N-S-L-O-W. Uh-huh. In his day, he was heralded by Pleyel, his publisher, as the French Beethoven. He was
the French Beethoven.
He did astonishing works, chamber music, symphonies, and so on. And yeah, he wasn't Beethoven. But it's the inequality problem in the realm of reputation. Why does all the attention funneled to the 1%? You know, it's like, here's... Haydn was really good, but, you know, Christian Cannabich from the Mannheim court, he was also really good. Is you know, the Hofner Symphony of Mozart. It's
you
terrific.
You can't get arrested, though.
Yes.
So what should we listen to of the French
couple
Beethoven?
A couple years ago, the brilliant cellist Maria Kliegel recorded Onslow's cello sonatas, Opus 16, and they're extraordinary. They compare very, very well to Beethoven's cello sonatas.
Almost as good.
Yeah, almost as good.
So Onslow was the Engelbert Humperdinck of his time compared to Tom Jones.
That's just unkind.
Thank you, Henry.
Thank you. Glad you could drop by.
Henry Finder is an editor at The New Yorker.